Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Wednesday, the 8th of July, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only, so please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. A fairly positive day across the board for the ASX resource sector. We'll start with the daily volume, which is up significantly to 1.7 billion, and that's up from 1.5 billion yesterday. That leaves the average volume at just over 3.4 million, and that's up from just over 3 million yesterday. There were 496 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's up from 492 yesterday. And of the 496 ASX resource stocks that traded today, the average gain was 1.84%, and that's up from 1.06% yesterday. And of the breakdown of the 496 ASX resource stocks, there was 192 with a gain, that's up from 185 yesterday. There was 132 with no gain, that's up from 119 yesterday. And there was 172 with a loss, and that's down from 188 yesterday. So positive signs on a good day for today with the ASX resource sector. And we'll continue the positive results with the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today, and they were Intra Energy Group Limited, ASX code AEC. That was the best performing number one stock for the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher for today, and they had a 200% gain. So a huge congrats to holders of IEC. At number two, we have Reedy Lagoon Corp Limited, and the ASX code is RLC, and it had a percentage gain of 150% today. So again, congrats to holders of RLC as well. A great positive gains with those two stocks. At number three, we have Arrow Minerals Limited, ASX code AMD. It had a 50% gain. An equal number three is Mayo Resources Limited, ASX code MRL, also 50% gain. And finishing off at number five is Wamira Mining Limited, ASX code WML, and it had a positive gain of 43.75% today. So again, congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks. Some very strong gains with the top two especially. All right, let's move on to the commodities. As usual, gold was one of the best performing commodities today, and the rest was a sort of mixed bag. There was no other real standouts, but quite a few commodities doing well, but gold doing the best. As far as the highest traded stock today, that was Arrow Minerals Limited, ASX code AMD, and 12.42% of the company was traded today. For a number of days now, not in a row necessarily, but over the last sort of 10 trading days, Murchison District is been the best project location on a number of occasions, and again today. Which I indicated on Twitter early this morning, just after an hour of opening, Murchison District had 10 stocks in the green, one in the red, and five with no gains, so 16 stocks, but a lot of activity was already happening early with Murchison District yesterday and today as well. All right, let's move on to the annual spend and comparing the percentage of annual spend with staff admin versus projects. And this is for the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And the average was 46% spent on staff admin leaving 54% spent on projects. So that's the first time in a number of days now that we've gone below 50% as far as percentage spent on staff admin for the top 20 over the last 12 months. So that's another positive step there, that more money's been spent on projects with the top 20 best performing stocks today. Let's look at the ERP statistics. And just for those that aren't familiar with ERP, it stands for Enterprise Resource Planning Software, and it's generally approximately $250,000 or more to invest in ERP software, which includes training, etc., but can go up into the millions with systems like SAP, SAP and Oracle. So that's why we do the ERP scenario, because it sort of lowers the risk a little, because when a mining company implements ERP solutions, particularly before production, it's a very positive sign that the company believes the project is progressing. So that's why we also do statistics on the ERP. So for today, there was 141 ASX resource stocks that use an ERP software solution, and that's down from 145 yesterday. The average percentage gain was 0.14%. That's down slightly from 1.23% yesterday. Volume is up slightly to 440 million, up from 430 million yesterday. And of the best, of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, three of them are using an ERP software solution. All right, let's conclude today's podcast with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stocks. And it was Intra Energy Corp. Limited, ASX code IEC, and we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects in different stages, from exploration through to studies right through to production. Their predominant commodity is coal, but they also have other commodities including lithium and graphite. As far as the project spend and staff admin spend over the last 12 months, they've spent well in excess of $37 million on projects, and with staff admin, they've spent just over $4 million. So that equates to 10% being spent on staff admin over the last 12 months, leaving an incredible high 90% spent on projects. So you can see clearly that this company is project focused. Currently they have not much money in the bank at the moment. Looking at their market cap sits at 4.6 million. Total shares on offer is just over 387 million. As far as their share price performance for 2020, as of close of trade today, it's up 100%. It started at 0.06 cents for the year, and it's now 1.2 cents as of close today. So that's a good gain for 2020. We'll now look at the shareholdings, and we'll start with the directors. As far as the directors are concerned, there's a majority holder, which is the chairman, and he owns in excess of 33% of the company. And as far as the top 20 shareholders are concerned, they own a high just over 73.5%. So a very strong, loyal top 20 shareholding as well in this company. So that concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Intra Energy Corporation Limited, ASX code IEC. And again, congrats to all holders of that stock. And thank you everyone for listening to the Daily Mac Corp podcast. We hope you find some valuable insights. And if there's anything other topics you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening.